Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
We're going to start with one of my favorite shows on TV. No, it's not. Oh, I see what you're doing. You're doing Game of Thrones.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I thought you were doing Big Little Lies.
Oh, yeah.
Which was, the book I want to say was set in like Australia or something, or England or somewhere that wasn't America. But they set it in like Carmel or Monterey, where, you know, just
there, yeah.
It was a big production, and all the big stars were in residence down there for a little while, and they shot it down there. It's been great for the area, and they are doing a second season. And so it won't be until, I want to say it's 2019, that it's going to, it's going to be a while, according to this story anyway.
Bummer.
They say there will be 7 episodes in season 2, but they won't premiere until next year.
Bummer.
Well, it's big stars. Those schedules are probably booked in years out.
And you will not believe who they just added to the cast. She will be playing, I don't want to give any spoilers from season 1. If you've read the book, they got through the whole book in the season that they did. I think it was really supposed to be a one-off season, but it was so popular. It won so many awards. People loved it so much that they're like, screw it. Let's do another season. They all seem to have had a great time doing it, too. They're all such great friends now. Laura Dern and Nicole Kidman and Reese Witherspoon. Yeah. And
Shailene?
Shailene Woodley. Yeah. And Zoe Kravitz?
Yes. Right.
And
I don't even know any of the guys.
And there were some dudes in it, too.
Right. We don't care about them.
Yeah, we don't care about them.
It's one of the guys from True Blood, right?
And young...
Oh, is it?
Yes. Yeah, Alexander Skarsgård. And actually, the woman who is going to be playing his mother is Meryl Streep.
Mm.
Oh,
she has
good for
just
them.
Been added to the cast. So
that's a get, right?
Yeah. If they already needed wheelbarrows to carry home all their awards, HBO, they're going to need more. I'm guessing that she's going to be amazing. They are talking about how many awards they got at the Emmys and at the Golden Globes. And now Meryl Streep on season 2. I mean, come on. She is playing Mary Louise Wright, the mother-in-law of Nicole Kidman's character Celeste Wright, the mother of Alexander Skarsgård's Perry White. I don't want to say anything more than that because there
Tell
could
us
be
a little something.
It could be big spoilers. Obviously, it's rare for Meryl to do TV. She's busy starring in Academy Award-winning vehicles. But she's done it before. She was in a 2003 miniseries called Angels in America, and she did a 3-episode stint on Showtime's Web Therapy in 2010. Mm. So she's done some TV. Sources are saying that she will make what per episode? What do you have to pay Meryl Streep
$1 million.
Less than that.
Oh,
not much less.
How about $800,000?
$800,000 per episode. I don't know how many episodes she's actually going to be in. Mm-hmm. There's 7. For season 2, but she's going to get $800,000.
Something tells me if you're hired to write that show and they're able to get Meryl Streep, someone goes back to the drawing board and writes her a beefier role.
Yeah. I'm thinking that is probably the case.
So she's also has Mamma Mia 2 coming out.
Oh, I love Mamma Mia.
Mary Poppins Returns. She's going to be in that.
What's she going to be in that?
I don't remember this character, but Topsy... T-O-P-S-Y.
I don't know.
Also, Dick Van Dyke is going to be in the new one.
But they're not the main characters.
No.
Who did we hear? It's Emily Blunt. And who's the Dick Van Dyke character?
Is it...
Charlie Chimney Sweep or whatever?
Yeah, is it... It's not Ben Whishaw, is it?
I don't know.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I knew it was someone big. Laura Wasser. Laura Wasser is a big divorce lawyer. Like, she is the celebrity divorce lawyer.
Is she the one for Angelina?
I don't know. All right. I haven't heard her. You know what? That wouldn't be surprising. She's that level.
Yeah,
like
I think
she's a big divorce lawyer. And listen, it's expensive to get a divorce, like really expensive. And when you are an A-list celebrity, you know, I'm sure that she even admits that they find ways to create conflict that divorce lawyers can. She doesn't do it, of course, Laura Wasser.
Well, she's so pretty.
She's lovely.
Yeah, she's very pretty.
Yeah. But she says they basically look for ways to find conflict to stretch the damn thing out and get as much money as they can group of lawyers.
Most people end up settling, and that's the thing. They just want this out of their life. They've been broken up with someone for 2 years, and they're still fighting over who gets this.
The stamps.
One thing. Yeah, I mean, that is an absolute way that someone finally goes, take it. Right. Just bleep and drink.
I want to stop paying these lawyers.
I just never want to talk to you again.
I mean, it sounds so corrupt. Like the sets of lawyers are in collusion with each other to continue the conflicts so that they can get more squeeze more money out of these rich people.
No collusion.
There is no collusion. She has now set up a website. Apparently this is happening today, or possibly it happened late yesterday. It allows couples who want to end their marriage a way of doing it on their own for a super reasonable cost with a little help from a lawyer.
Well, usually, what do they call that? Arbitration? Is that? There's a term where you go in and just sort of...
Well, there are forms you can just fill out all on your own, but then if anything comes up, you're going to need to hire a lawyer after that anyway. This way, they're saying it's called itsovereasy.com. Itsovereasy.com.
Sounds like eggs.
It does, doesn't it? It guides couples through the process of filling out forms and dealing with issues like child custody, child and spousal support, and property division. And it's $750 plus whatever court costs you incur. You can add another $750 for a half-hour call with a lawyer who would serve as a mediator to explain the process and help resolve conflicts. So you have access to a lawyer if you need it, but you're hoping that you can amicably get on there and... And there's even a YouTube video that will walk you through the whole process in case you don't feel like reading directions.
Yeah, it looks like it's up.
Yeah, I'm watching the YouTube video right now.
A bunch of contributors give accounts of their divorces and how they navigated them. So there's, you know, it's got like a blog element, a component to it. There are referrals to co-parenting counselors, financial planners, and even personal trainers who focus on life after divorce. Hmm. They can put you back and, you know, get your divorce body, your revenge body, divorce diet.
The problem is what we were talking about, which is you're so mad at each other that you don't want to amicably do anything.
Right.
That you want to stick it to the person who's got the most stuff.
Well,
and that could be the guy or the girl.
Yeah, sometimes it's just that it's so expensive. You know, what do they say? Cheaper to keep her.
Right.
Like the average person, yeah, it can get nasty, but by and large, you just want to be through with each other and you can't afford the, I don't know what it costs for a divorce, but I'm guessing like cheap ones are 10 grand. And then you got to give over half your stuff. So wouldn't it be nice if for 1500 or so in court costs, you could get it all done?
It's a great idea. It's like,
we'll see.
Well, it's going to make her money.
Well,
and Robert Shapiro, he started that Legal Zoom where you could go on and they give you forms, whether it's trademark, real estate, or whatever situation you have.
Legal
going
Zoom?
On.
I've heard of that.
I have heard of it.
Yeah, commercials all over the place, and he's made a fortune off of that. So it's a good idea for her.
I hope
to do
it works for her, and if it does, that's great for the people who get to, if a cooler head can prevail and they can, you know, walk away. More easily and more,
more
cheaply,
money. Yeah.
Then that's good for everyone. I just feel like even in a situation where no one's at fault, there's still your heart is involved. So maybe there wasn't cheating, but you're breaking up, and that's never easy.
Right. I'm always so in awe of couples who can not only break up amicably, but stay friends afterward and co-parent responsibly. I always just think, oh, they're more evolved than I am. I just know I'd be a mess. And
you just keep living. Like, I know what you're saying. You're saying, oh, I'd fall apart. But then there you would be. Your kids would be like, Mom, snap out of it. And your work would be like, where are you? And you'd eventually figure it out.
I'm not coming in today.
But you eventually would figure it out. That's just the way that goes.
510 says mediation is what it is.
That's what I was going for.
I'm looking at the costliest divorces in history.
Okay.
Oh,
you're not going to know a lot of these people, but Steve Wynn, he used to be married to Elaine, $1 billion. And the other one that's surprising, because he looks so young in this picture, is Rupert Murdoch. He was married to a woman named Anna Marie Torv, and it cost $2 billion.
Well, I was thinking more. I mean, listen, those people wind up splitting their estates. I'm talking more. What did it cost them just for lawyers? Mm-hmm. And lawyers are like, this seems to be going way too well. Let's go ahead and find some things for these people to argue about so we can continue right. to collect our fees.
She's decided she wants your car. Well, but it's my car.
And I want it.
Right. Well, that's the way that I told you that story. That lady took the family dog and then gave it away after right. she got it because she didn't want the dog. She just didn't want the guy to have the dog.
No happiness. Nothing that gave that guy happiness was going to be left in his life.
650 says, my divorce cost me $25,000 and it took about 4 years.
Oh, game over. Where's my hat? Oh my, that's 4 years of your life.
You know what?
Oh my, I'm staying single.
It's the years Amen. There that are worse than the, even the dollar amount.
20
Four
grand.
Years, you're oh. still taking calls. So I got to take this call from my lawyer.
I never want to talk to a lawyer.
Okay, your husband settled, you know, on your stamp collection, but now you guys got to figure out what you're going to do with the puppies. Oh my god!
Keep the goddamn puppies.
Yeah, keep everything. Just get me the hell out of
here. I'm exhausted just thinking about it. Like, I'm so sorry. If you're going through a divorce right now, or you went through one, please text us the details. 800-400-3697.
My sister is going through a divorce. Has already paid her lawyer over $70,000.
Oh, that's more like God. What I was thinking. That 25 seemed like 25 for 4 years of arguing? That right.
doesn't seem
reasonable.
Seem all that bad. Yeah, I guess it's all perspective. What can you afford?
It's all that
afford?
Stuff where someone, too, where you're like, she's chosen to give you visitation on Saturday morning. Saturday morning's when I surf. How about Saturday afternoon? No. Saturday morning's when you get the kid. You know what I do. It's all
if
that.
If the surf's up, you can have custody.
Right.
I give you visitation on good surf days.
Right. It's
and that's
just
the
that
only time.
Stuff, that vindictive.
Oh, the surf is flat? No, you can't have them today.
Crushing, knowing exactly what that person's Achilles is and then going there. Yuck.
Moving on. Wasn't Robert Shapiro part of the
OJ trial?
OJ team?
Yes.
Well, so is Robert Kardashian. That was his name, right?
The dead guy?
The dead guy.
Uh-huh.
He's left us a legacy of asses.
The
Kardashian
girls.
Daughters.
Oh.
I'm looking at this picture, and first of all, I don't know, this looks Punta de Mita, Mexico.
What did you just say?
Punta de Mita.
Oh, that's a nice area.
Well, you'd expect the Kardashians to only be seen in the most posh of places. In this place, it's like an outdoor king-size bed, and Kourtney Kardashian is laying on this bed. Kourtney's the
oldest one.
Okay.
So there's a really famous Chloe. Four Seasons there.
Well, I don't know if that's where they are, but they're. She's clearly on vacation, so she's.
An outdoor bed?
It's an outdoor bed. It's on like a veranda. You can see there's a pergola over it, and there's a. She's laying on the bed, her sort of sideways across the bed. She's looking out at the ocean. She's got like guacamole and chips and. And they're all sitting on the bed. The bed is all white and big fluffy pillows. But you'd never notice any of that because it's such a full moon in this picture. Mm-hmm. Like it's broad daylight, but she's got she's in a bikini, but you can't see any of the bikini from this angle. It is a shot.
Well, her butt is eating up the bikini.
Her butt is eating the bikini.
Yes.
And the shot is from you can see the soles of her feet as they're coming off the bed toward you. Are you looking at the picture right now?
I saw the picture and the
you
first
gotta show human.
And only word that came out of my head, I go, well, I said thirsty.
You said this is Khloe Kardashian?
This is Kourtney Kardashian. Kourtney. She's on vacation with her boyfriend, Younes Benjima.
He's like a model.
Apparently, he is the one who took this picture.
Oh, here, I'll just show guy. It to Vinny.
Oh, do you have the color photo?
I do.
My God, please do. Bring it in. Because I have just a black and white and it's not. I'm sure it's not nearly as fabulous. Like, this ass is...
And by it, you mean her ass.
Her ass.
Diamond. You see the diamond.
Yeah, she looks great.
Doesn't that guacamole look delicious? Like, there is just nothing else in that photo except for that behind. It's
stupid.
It's not stupid.
I'll tell you
that
something
she
right
looks
now.
Great.
Even if I had a body like that, I would be so embarrassed to have a picture of that on the internet.
She looks great. Like, that
well,
is, no, you would
compete
not.
With Kim and I Chloe.
I would be horrified. Kendall. I'd be totally embarrassed. I'd be like,
why?
Oh, I can never show my face again.
Why?
Because that is a picture of all her most intimate areas. Just
you can't see
doing.
You can't see the cookie.
I know where
it's
the cookie
butt
is,
cheeks.
And I can see the whole thing. I mean,
it's
this
just
is
butt cheeks. You can't see anything.
It's just so.
She had to compete with Kim, who did a photo shoot just the day before on the beach. Wearing see-through cover-up kind
of
thing.
I put the picture on Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, did you? Oh, yeah. Fantastic. There's a picture of some woman's bare ass on our
Well,
Sarah
not
Vinny
some
Facebook.
Woman.
Yeah,
Kooman is over-delivering today,
Thank
everyone.
You.
Oh, he is amazing.
I swear, when those interns get back, we're going to get them Gatorade bottles to run in and squirt Hooman down. Drink. You know, in football where they're like, drink.
Boy, he is just over-delivering,
Over-deliver.
Well, you know, this is, they're living the life in true TMZ style. If you look at TMZ, and we do all the time, the very next item, because it's a long scroll. That's how TMZ works. The next item is, guess the Kardashian cakes. And it's just a bunch of shots of their asses. I don't even know which one is which, but they're, you know, I figured I'll give that to Vinny. Here, Vinny, here's some things you can look at.
Well, clearly that's Chloe right there.
I don't know which one is which. Just a bunch of bums.
Ay.
A bunch of bums.
You know, the problem with this, because I think
they
look great, except that we know that this isn't actually their butts. They have surgery or
get fat implanted or whatever.
Yeah, implants or Photoshop.
Whatever. That changes the effectiveness for me a little bit.
Elton John says he's retiring from the road after one last tour.
Oh.
Don't worry, it's 300 dates long. It's called the Farewell Yellow Brick Road, the final tour. Mm. You can just name it Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. It has to be
so
farewell.
He'll be out for 2 years, right?
It looks like it's 3 years.
3 years?
And it's so funny because he's like, I want to be around for my kids while they're young. I'm like, dude, they're going to be grown up by the time your Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour is
over. No,
they'll
be like 8 and 10. Mm.
You have to remember that he probably wants to space out his shows.
Right.
So that he can fly home for Christmas and all the holidays or whatever. And you don't want to sing two nights in a row if you can. If you are able,
right,
you'd want to space it out.
If you are able, you just don't want to do it anymore. Like, he's 74 years old. If he really wants to hang at home, just hang at home. You've got a piano there. Sing anytime you want.
Yeah, but he has a legacy. That's that thing where you feel like... The people who put you here want to see you
one last chance.
Heck yeah, I'm going to go.
Look at...
it's January 18th and January 19th, 2019. Oracle and
One year
Oakland.
From now.
Yeah, and then the other one's at SAP in San Jose.
I know I'm the only Slayer
totally
fan
going.
In the on the whole floor, maybe in the building. But as you see these bands that have been around for 30, 40 years, and as they're going away, it's like, who's going to replace all these artists that we love?
Does Slayer need to be replaced?
Well, Slayer doesn't. Yeah. I mean, I love them.
I feel like you can go back and listen to their records anytime you want.
I'm just saying, a lot of the great artists, Slayer included, are going away.
Yeah, well,
it's the end of an era.
And kids who are 20 years younger than us will have their own people who are, you know, they'll be super sad that Ed Sheeran's going away.
Really?
I don't know Adele. Who? I don't know.
Oh, you know what? Denise just sent me an email. Journey, Def Leppard with special guest. This has just been announced right now. Foreigner.
Oh, yeah.
Friday, September 21st at AT&T Park. On sale Saturday, February 3rd, 10 a.m., LiveNation.com. Get your tickets early. Presale is Thursday, February 1st at noon to Friday, February 2nd at 10 p.m. with code TRIPLE.
My mom is asking for, can you see if Denise can? My mom.
She's asking for tickets to that? Who does she want to see?
Journey.
Oh, yeah?
Brought to you by... Beard dye. What is the...
Is she going to fly here?
She's going to come here.
Just
so
for
men. Four tickets. We'll go with... actually, I'll talk to Denise. I'm going to ask her for a bunch of tickets for that.
Right.
I mean, you're going too, right? I mean, let's go.
No, I'm not going to go to that one. Oh, because the night before, the night after, is another concert I'm going to go to, and I can't remember what the heck it is right now.
But Eagles.
Yeah.
Hold on. That's the one my mom wants tickets for. She wants the Eagles. I'm sorry. I take it back. She wants the Eagles.
You're not going to get tickets.
Oh, really? No. Sorry, Mom. We're not going to be able to get tickets for
that. They might say yes to Sarah.
To Sarah?
Yeah, they say no to others.
Well, even... Yeah, maybe you could get a family and friends discount. I pay through the nose for those tickets.
I'm happy to pay for them, actually. I just want, you know, I just want access to them. It's hard to get tickets, as Vinny well knows.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
Paid a lot of money for Hamilton tickets.
Oh, that's right.
Are you going to go to the Go-Go's, Vin?
You know, I saw that, and I would like to, but I don't know that I can juggle all this stuff right now.
You can.
What are the dates on that?
I don't know. Coming up in April. I forgot the exact, maybe 9th, 10th, something like that. I was going to work out trying to get some matinee tickets for anyone who wants to go.
Oh, well then, yeah, I want them if we can get that done.
Matinee tickets?
Mm-hmm.
This is the Go-Go's musical?
Mm-hmm.
I love the Go-Go's.
It's on a Saturday.
And my daughter's grown up on them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she'll probably love it.
That's what I'm thinking, right?
Anyway, the Elton John thing. Farewell Yellow Brick Road launches September 8th, so not even until the end of the year, in Allentown, Pennsylvania. And before it's through, he will play more than 300 shows across 5 continents.
Yeah.
He expects it to wrap up in 2021. He'll be 74 then, and he wants to spend more time with his family.
He's so good!
They have a 7-year-old named Zachary and a 5-year-old named Elijah. So... Tickets.
Is that your mom?
Yeah, your mom's like, give me tickets to blah, blah, blah.
I think she did
give
want,
me those Elton
I think
John
she was
tickets
saying
too.
Elton John.
What did she say?
Not Elton John. I think she was saying
the Eagles.
The Eagles. She says, not Journey. I knew it was something.
And Journey was great. We just saw him last summer, right, Vinny?
I left after Santana, they did.
I'd go see Journey.
I was a little distracted by the lead singer. He was kind of bouncing around in his satin pants and.
I don't dislike Journey. I want to make
awesome.
That clear.
They're so good.
But I saw Santana and was like, that's it for us.
Santana,
let's get out of here.
Oh, they were,
and I was with my kid, so it was getting late. But that was a great show.
Yeah.
All right, what's coming up in the news?
Best and worst states to drive in. Valentine's Day is right around the corner, mm-hmm. So I've got a story about that. Do you like curry?
I do.
And more
curry.
After these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 8:37 and it's Thursday. This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. What are you listening to over there?
Sorry, I'm trying to get a clip for a story I'm about to do.
Oh, Hooman had nothing from me today, so you could have asked him.
He doesn't respond when I ask for that stuff, so I'll get it myself.
I am getting so many texts from so many friends who are going through divorces.
Oh my God, you see... You might have to read that text you got
to
from
the
your
text,
friend. Yeah,
Vinny, so my girlfriend, since we're talking about divorces, are you listening?
I don't think he is. Let's save it. Save it because that is a juicy one.
Okay.
He needs to hear that.
What?
Nothing.
I was talking to you.
The Radio Alice Report.
What?
I was talking to you.
Oh, what did you say?
My girlfriend sent a good divorce text. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you guys are talking about going through mediation with divorce, so I had to tell you the story. My ex started seeing somebody the month before he left, but kept denying that he was in a relationship with anybody. One day, he texted me and asked me if we could go through mediation. I told him I would think about it. Then, right after I got a text from him, he thought he was texting the girl he was seeing. The text said, she fell for it. Now we're going through mediation. I will have more money for us. I read the text and said, lawyer up, bleep, bleep. And I read your text that you sent me. Mediation only works if I can trust you. I do not trust you. Dumb, dumb.
Oh.
So good.
Well, I can
tell
you
this.
She fell
for it.
More money
for us.
That subject fired up the people's texting machines like maybe no other. Because
send us good stories. I was thinking we could spend a lot of time on that on The Secret Show.
Pages and pages.
And Hooman's reaction. Oh.
Oh, my God.
Well.
Oh, my God.
Where's my hat? He hasn't said that in a while.
I mean, I'm getting, like, the texts I'm getting are just.
You know,
like,
all the Richie. He's going, I spent $500,000 on my divorce, and it took 5 years. I spent $1 million on my divorce. Like, oh, my God, those are the people with all the money. The lawyers are like, oh, yes, please do come into my lair. I mean, my office.
Awful. That's so awful. And our whole society aims us that way, too. Yep. It's like your relationship isn't legit unless you're married. And having kids, you must be married because you need a family unit in order to raise. Mm-hmm. And everything is pushing you that way. But then if things just don't work out, boy, do you pay.
And oh, my God. And it seems to never end. People get dragged back in court, more mediation.
And look, that story your friend wrote, that's mm-hmm. awful. And that's unfortunate. Yeah. And there's certainly people out there who are doing devious, hateful things. But sometimes you do just grow apart. Mm-hmm. You just don't love each other anymore, and life's too darn short.
Oh, you love each other, you're just not in love.
Right.
You know how you say you're not married?
Right.
Do you not want to get married because you're afraid of having a divorce, or you're afraid of all this stuff?
Well, I'm most definitely afraid of everything you're talking about, yes. Mm-hmm. And I'm definitely afraid of things that we've discussed that seem to, those conversations just went poof after the fact. Or it's like, that's not what was said.
One of my friends is a female. She just wrote me,
my conversation has never changed from start to finish. What do you mean that's not what was said?
Well, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, that's not what I heard.
Well,
that's
not there what I heard is. Either. What were you going to say?
One of my friends, a female, she wrote, my divorce cost over $100,000 and took 2 years. I had to give because I'm the one who had the job. And I knew what I was doing. It's a racket. If I could do it over, I wouldn't have listened to the lawyers. But they make you feel like there's only one way. There's only one way the legal system works. And she said, if I wasn't so busy at the time, I would have, you know, paid more attention to my divorce. But I had to work as well.
All right. We'll get to those in a minute. Hit my thingy.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the afternoon here on Alice.
Jane,
boy, you will love
a game called.
Her
she's
show.
Off the rest of the week.
What? Yeah, except for today and tomorrow.
Yeah,
she's not here.
She'll be back next week.
You want to sponsor someone else?
No. Here's what's happening.
Your seat belts on tight because my money belts on loose. I've hired this helicopter just for us, and it can fly 150 miles an hour and climb 1,500 feet a minute. We're going to ski where there's no lift lines and no bad
snow
either.
Now I know
we're
who
going
that
on
is.
A 6 month round the world ski trip, and I'm going to be your guide. I'm Warren Miller, and you better hang on tight because here we go.
That is a voice known
music.
By skiers around the world. His name is Warren Miller, and he just passed away.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm so sorry, Vinny.
For most skiers, the Warren Miller film in fall, those tours, the one that Johnny Mosley now voices and hosts often, those are the films that mark the unofficial start of ski season. And Warren Miller, after making more than 500 films, shooting and narrating himself, has passed away.
That is so sad. I'm very sorry.
He says here, he used to deliver newspapers in Hollywood when he was a boy. And when he was 14, he delivered to Walt Disney. Hmm. And he said the association inspired him to start drawing and got him into art and film. And he says, I've never really worked because he's always had his passions. And he made his passion his career.
Well, he had a great life.
He did have a great life.
Quite a legacy.
So that voice, if you heard it there, that's him. We all recognize it. It's and they say here in his little write-up, he's known for such witticisms as, if your parents didn't have children, odds are you won't either.
Dang, he was 93.
Yeah, he lived a long life.
I just talked to Johnny, actually.
Oh, what did he say?
I said, hey, sorry to hear about Warren Miller. He goes, yeah, he was an awesome dude.
Yeah, he was an awesome dude. Here he is. I'll replay that just a bit so you can hear his voice again.
Make sure your seat belt's on tight because my money belts on loose. I hired this helicopter just for us and it can fly 150 miles an hour and climb 1,500 feet a minute. We're going to ski where there's no lift lines and no bad snow either. We're going on a 6 month round the world ski trip and I'm going to be your guide. I'm Warren Miller, and you better hang on tight, because here we go.
Rest in peace, Warren Miller. That's a life.
It is. You should have seen the house he had on the slope at that that Yosemite Club.
The Yosemite Club, the exclusive club for super rich.
For the
in
super rich.
Wyoming or Montana?
In Montana. I went with these super rich people I know on their private jet. It was so awesome. Oh, my God. I should have been on there.
Isn't that new?
What?
You guys don't talk anymore. New. The super rich people you knew.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure I could get a hold of her on Facebook or whatever. But, yeah, we've drifted apart, Vinny.
Right.
But, yeah, he had a house on the slope.
Awesome.
Just right there on the main, like right up from the big lodge. I was like, oh. They're like, oh, that's Warren Miller's house.
They say that he passed away at his home on Orca Island. What's Orca Island? Is that Seattle?
I don't know. Sounds fantastic.
He died Wednesday at his Orca Island home.
It looks like it's in Washington.
Yeah,
oh, it's probably right
Seattle.
In Puget Sound.
Yeah, it's like, you know that upper left-hand corner of Washington where there's that, like, scoop taken out? It's right over there.
Mm-hmm.
It's right next to Vancouver, basically. It's a lot closer to Vancouver than it is to Seattle.
Okay.
Pretty neat.
Yeah, I bet it was an amazing... That life must have been amazing.
That area is really cool because you can take little boats across to these little islands, yeah. And they're neat little artsy fartsy slow town places where you can hang. And I'm sure if people live there, they're living a whole other life than we're all used to.
Right.
You know, that commuter thing.
Right.
Metering lights.
We're actually talking about getting an RV. When you go to Hawaii, we're going to get in an RV and just drive up, fly back from Vancouver.
Oh, really?
Well, that's the talk. I don't know if that's going to happen.
You'll love it.
Well, I've done that drive one other time. Remember when Jim and Joy came out years ago?
Oh, but that didn't end well because
they were
fighting.
It just wasn't a great trip. They were fighting the whole way. And I think that it'll be fun. You know, I don't know if our older son can come, but the younger one, he loves road trips. So,
oh, you'll love it.
I think it'll be
Oregon's
great.
Beautiful. Washington's.
I don't know if that's the right time of year to go. February.
Well, I mean, you know, there'll be some rain, but whatever. Bring a jacket.
Oh, don't worry about that.
Fine.
Thank you, Vinny, for the advice.
Yeah, I'm going to look up the weather in that time.
It's going to rain. It'll be raining.
Sure, it'll be. But you always say that there's that one week in February that doesn't rain. So maybe I'll get that week.
If you get that week, it'll blow your mind because it's actually true. It's usually around, the rain starts in the Northwest in like October. And for me, as a California kid living there, I was losing my mind by January. And then one week would happen in February where I'd think, I made it! I made it!
And then
it's just a total mirage, man. Then it just starts again.
You just hit the eye of the storm.
It's just a little
three
break,
more months to go.
And boom, you're right back into it. Toys R Us, I mentioned yesterday, is going to be closing a bunch of stores. It includes 9 Bay Area stores.
That's so many.
Oh boy.
Including one that we used to go to, the one in like Blossom Hill.
Yeah.
Oh, that one too,
yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's sad. Even the one over in, I guess that's Capitola or whatever it is. Soquel, but the one near where I live now, I've taken my kid there and watching her walk around and want every single thing she sees and leave with one thing.
Right.
No. It's that kid thing.
Yeah. Well, those stores are just set up. They're just amazing.
Oh! Ah! It's everything her eyeball lands on is just...
That's the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Right.
I have to have that, Daddy. Mm-hmm. Daddy. Honey, we came here for a tea set.
CandyStore.com just analyzed their last 10 years of sales between January 1st and February 14th to figure out the most popular candies for Valentine's Day. Here's what they found out. Heart-shaped boxes of chocolates seem to have a lock on the top spot as the most popular candy.
That makes sense.
You like that?
I like to get chocolates, but then I'm always bummed I have them because I'm going to eat them. Well, I'm going to take a bite out of all of them anyway. Put them back. I'm that person.
Put that coconut one back.
Oh, I like the coconut one.
Oh,
if I get coconut, I'm psyched. But if I get one of those jelly ones or like a some bogus maple flavor or something. I'm not eating that. But a caramel or a... who cares? Go back to your story.
Conversation hearts or
candy.
The bestseller. Well, that's why I don't like... My agent every year sends me for Christmas a really high-end box of chocolates. I think he probably sends them to
a thousand people.
Right, who knows? But it's high-end stuff. And I don't end up eating it, really, because I'm always like, you know what I want? Hershey chocolate with almonds.
Yeah. Agents are funny, the gifts. I got a leather travel bag 1 year. He sent me an Alexa 2 years ago. He died last year.
Oh.
So he didn't send me anything this year. I was super pissed.
Really?
No.
Can you have died after Christmas?
Oh, Bob. I love him.
Anyway, there you go. It's a chocolate heart, or the box of chocolates, heart-shaped chocolates is the whatever. Give up.
That's the big one.
Right. Let's see here. How's my time? Oh, you know what? I'm going to actually do some of these texts because there's a lot of them and we won't even get to half. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Went through divorce mediation, not easy for either of us. No kids, but if you can make mediation work, best solution. And they go on to plug the company they used. They did a good job in difficult situation, much better than adversarial lawyers if you can make it work.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that, but it would behoove a lawyer to make this. Let's stretch this sucker out.
Mediation was the word I was looking for as I was sitting there.
You're saying arbitration.
Whatever I was trying to say, I was trying to say mediation. There's just people going, mediation, mediation, mediation. I love that. Thanks for the help. I didn't see it in quickly enough, but I appreciate the support. My husband was so desperate to get out of his marriage, he offered his ex their San Bruno home for about 10 grand. She said no. The divorce continued for another 2.5 years. Ultimately, the court made her sell, and they both made about 60 grand. But she could have had it all for 10 grand.
What an idiot.
Well, listen, it was about sticking it to this guy.
Right. That's it.
And she wasn't able to do it.
And he remarried.
And she's still miserable.
Oh, we don't know if she's miserable.
What's your mom have to say about that?
It was Jen.
What'd she say?
Sorry, Furry. Nothing. We're having a conversation about whether or not we can make it to Hall & Oates together.
Oh.
I actually think I can't do it either one of the dates.
I'm going to go on the Friday, May 4th.
May 4th.
Day in San Jose.
I feel bad for you because seeing how happy you were this morning singing and you're like, I've got chills. And you're wearing a parka. You're always wearing a parka.
I'm freezing right now. I'm sitting on my hands. They're so cold.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. In my divorce a few years back, my ex wanted half of my 401k for the time we were married. I refused and said, if you want it, I would get half his Raiders season tickets. Needless to say, he left my 401k alone. I'm a 49ers fan anyway. God, the arguments over stuff
just anything. You're looking for it just to stick it to someone.
Anything you legitimately gotten together, I can understand. Sure. But if someone comes in with something and you're like, I want that. That is mine.
Yeah.
You didn't have anything to do with getting that.
That was my dad's.
Yeah, but I can do this, so I'm going to. Or at least try to do it and make our lawyers fight about that.
Right.
I know I just tuned in, but did Vinny hear about Warren Miller? Yes, that was our...
Yeah, we started with that.
Husband and I are divorcing after 20 years, and we're still friends. We just grew apart and have different hopes and dreams. We co-parent, easy schedule, our kid is thriving, and about $3,000 in spent fees. There it is.
They're evolved.
There's the one.
The rest of us, nope.
All the others.
Write a damn book.
Yeah, write a damn book. You know, in the end, if you can just try to tamp your anger down and get through it, you probably wind up in a better place. But when it just gets, I mean, there's just no recovery. You used to love this person. I mean, at least... I hope you did when you married
me. I bet, though, after these arguments, you're like, right. I can't even look at that person.
And I don't even know you.
Right. Like, who are you?
Yeah. These people who are picking up their kids are like, meep, meep. Texting. I'm outside. Come.
Texting the kid, too. Yeah. Not
Meet
even texting
me at the
other.
Right.
Be great if you could walk down the street. I'll pick you up at the corner.
Right.
That's just sad.
It is sad.
Let's break now. We're going to take a quick one. We'll come back. We have Taylor Swift tickets, and we'll get to the rest of the text.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.